you would be so kind, turn to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. We did verses 1 through 6 last week. We're going to pick up verse 7. Spoke to the sisters last week. Spoke to the sisters last week. We're going to speak to the brothers today. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. If you have it, say agape. Agape. Amen. Some are standing for the reading of the word of God. Hear ye the word of the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. It says, you husbands likewise live with your wives in an understanding way, as with a weaker vessel, since she is a woman, and grant her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. I'm going to read it again. You husbands likewise live with your wives in an understanding way, as with a weaker vessel, since she is a woman, and grant her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. One more time for the Holy Ghost. You husbands likewise live with your wives in an understanding way, as with a weaker vessel, since she is a woman, and grant her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. From this verse, I want to use as a subject 6 things a husband must do in order to get a prayer through. Six things a husband must do in order to get a prayer through. I'm here and take your time. I am. You know, Father's Day is next week. Father's Day is next week. But God sent a preeminent strike today leading up to Father's Day. We have a men's breakfast on this coming Saturday, brothers. And listen, this message will be our agenda for Saturday. Are y'all with me this morning? This is part 6 of representing, and we dealt with the wives last week, and the wives had 6 verses to 1 for the husband. But the husband have 6 things that we need to do in order to get a prayer through. Let me just say, like, see, the text already assumes. Hear me, husbands. Hear me, men. The text already assumes that you are praying for your wife. The text assumes that already. He says, so that your prayers will not be hindered. So the Bible is clear in that we ought to be praying for our wives. We ought to be praying for our wives. Now, James Montgomery Boyce writes, why should God listen to a man who does not even know how to treat his wife? Why should God listen to a man who does not know how to treat his wife? That's what Boyce says. Now, I know we've got singles in here that's saying, oh, man, here come another message that really is not geared towards me. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is, because we're going to lay down a standard so that you know what to look for in your search for a man that God will send your way. You'll understand there's a standard. Young ladies, you really need to take notes of this so that you know what to look for in dating. See, again, the text assumes that the man ought to be praying. If he don't know how to pray, you don't want to be with a man that don't know how to pray. How is he going to cover you? How can he cover you in prayer when he don't know how to pray? I spoke with a beloved sister who shared that she was on a date with a man, and they were out to eat, and she asked him to bless the food. And he said, God is great, God is good. Let us thank him for our food. Right there, push pause. You need to push pause at that point, sister. Amen. Or even late at night, he's closing in prayer. Say, well, you on the phone with him, and y'all talking, y'all lovey-dovey. Y'all know how I used to be on the phone. Lovey-dovey on the phone. Before you get off the phone, say, well, you know, before we hang up, can you pray? Now, if he says, now I lay me down to sleep, press pause. Press pause. There are some things that he needs to work on. Are y'all with me? But I want to lay out six things that a husband must do in order to get a prayer through. Young men, you need to take notes. You need to take notes and start practicing these things even right now. Hustle while you wait. You need to put these things into practice even right now. So understanding this thing, six things that a husband must do in order to get a prayer through. Number one is, husband, you must be a pleaser. Y'all see that? Pleaser. Willing to wash her feet. Kiss her feet. See, sisters, I told y'all, I got y'all covered. I told you I was coming with it this week. Look, let me just go right to the text. It says, you husbands, likewise. That's what the scripture says, you husbands, likewise. Well, what they're saying is, likewise what? Well, let's go back, because in verse 1 of chapter 3, it says, in the same way you wives, right? And so we're tracking backwards. Now, before that, we had Jesus as an example. And then before that, we talked about being Christians at work. And then we also talked about being good law-abiding citizens, right? And so as a citizen, we're to please and be honorable to the government. At work, we are to please our bosses, good or bad. We talked about that. We're representing the kingdom of God. We're representing Jesus here on earth. And then the Bible gave Jesus as our example. Listen, here it is. If you are working and you're doing everything you can to please your boss, that's what we're commanded to do. Husbands, we're to do everything we can to please our wives. Remember we talked about it. Now listen, as a Christian, you ought to be nominated for Employee of the Month at least once in your career on that job. They ought to nominate you at least one time. But if we had a contest of Husband of the Month or Husband of the Year, would your wife submit your name? Would your wife submit your name for Husband of the Year of Agape Christian Church? And the goal is to please her. Listen. Brothers, pleasing her, open up the door. Don't go get in the car and then just sit there and wait on her to open the door. And if she's standing over there, she's waiting on you to get out. Don't say what you waiting on. I'm waiting on you to come open the door. Make sure you seat her. Pull the chair out. Push the chair back in. Seek to please her. Don't sit and start eating before she has her plate. You finish burping and here she comes. Seeking to please her. You doing everything you can to please her if you want your prayers answered. If you want your prayers answered, this is what the scripture is teaching. We've got to understand that. Look, and cleaning, cooking, cleaning, washing clothes, folding up the clothes, all of that. Somebody said, you know, baby, you know, I'll die for you. She said, well, why are you waiting to die? Can't you help me clean? It's about pleasing her. Husbands in the same way. And massaging and doing all of this stuff. Not looking for anything in return. Come on, brothers. Let's be real. Can't we be? We're going to be real. We're going to be real all week long. Listen. Whatever you do, don't do it with an agenda. Come on now. Don't do it with an agenda. Do it because you just want to make her happy. Happy wife. There you go. Happy wife. Happy life. It's that simple. The Bible says in Mark 10:45, For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. And we're trying to represent Jesus Christ even in the marriage. Even in the marriage. Now, again, let me just paint the context, because when we started this passage out, it was really talking about when the marriage becomes a mission field. So it doesn't matter whether he's acting like a believer or not, or whether she's acting like a believer or not. You're doing everything you can to still please her. Amen. Matthew 3:17, because we're trying to model Jesus. Matthew 3:17, the Father said of the Son, he said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." In whom I am well pleased. So, brothers, first and foremost, we must be pleasers. Say pleasers, brother. Secondly, brothers, we must be present. Say present. Must be present. The Bible says in verse 7, it says, "You husband, likewise, live with your wives." That word "live" means to dwell with. You're in the same house. You're in the same house. Now let's just be real about this thing. I don't know if y'all can see that picture, but I'm gonna talk about it. Just leave that up there. I just want you to leave that up there. But here it is. Here it is. Brothers, we need to be present. We need to be present. And we need to be present both physically, intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually. Are y'all with me this morning? I'm gonna park here for a minute. See, many times that discussion always comes up. When Eve was tempted by the serpent, by Satan, the question always comes up, well, where was Adam? Where was Adam? Well, the Bible does not say where Adam was. Adam could have been there physically and yet absent emotionally, intellectually, or spiritually. He could have been right there. Could have been. The Bible does not say where he was at. And Adam could have very well pulled an OJ's. Your body's here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town. Could have been there physically and yet missed it spiritually. Could have been right there and missed it. The enemy is messing with his wife and he don't even recognize it. And he's there. And you have many men, many husbands who are there, but absent. They're there physically, but absent spiritually. Now, that's very well could have been the case. The Bible doesn't say. But he also could have been in his man cave. Somebody gonna catch that in a minute. See, we live in an age where the man got to have the man cave. Come on now, brothers. I got to have my spot where I can get away, my man cave. And Adam could have been in the first original man cave, a real man cave. And I want y'all to care. I don't want you to miss this. While he was in the man cave, the enemy was flirting with his wife, offering her forbidden fruit. Brothers, y'all better wake up this morning. While you are playing around in the man cave, see, the enemy presented her with the fruit. We don't know what it was. We don't know if it was an apple. We don't know if it was a banana. We don't know what it was on. We don't know what that forbidden fruit was, but it was forbidden. And God said, you're not to have that. And what the enemy wants to do is to present our wives with something forbidden. And Lord have mercy, if you in the man cave and the enemy is messing with your wife, and the enemy is real, 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 real good at what he does. Oh, he fixes it up real nice. Makes him look real nice. And see, part of this thing, he says, live with your wives in an understanding way. In other words, brother, you need to know your wife. Amen. You need to know your wife. What's her favorite color? What does she like? What you say there, Derek? Green. Brother Ed. Ed, know him some Sally. Green. Because here it is again. While you're not paying attention, that forbidden fruit just might know what she likes. Y'all better hear me this morning. Y'all better hear me this morning. And Eve gave in because Adam was not there. I don't know if it was physical. Sure wasn't that spiritual. Because he would have hindered her from doing what God told him not to do. Told him, are y'all with me this morning? So brothers, if you want your prayers answered, you got to come out of the man cave. You've got to be present. You have to be present. You have to be present, not just physically, but spiritually, emotionally, intellectually. Intellectually, amen? Look, we've got to understand this thing. Brothers, you can't be on Facebook. Thank y'all. Go on and cut the lights on. I need to see y'all now. I don't nobody dozing off on this. You can be on Facebook scrolling. Scrolling, and the enemy is scrolling. On the computer, Snapchat, and all of this social media stuff, in the game. All of these different things, and be and totally miss the enemy attacking your family, your wife. And it's important that we are in position because we need to be there. 1 Corinthians 14:35 says this. And if they desire to learn anything, let them ask their own husbands at home. Let them ask their own husbands where? At home. Which means you need to be at home. We need to be at home. And again, remember, the context of the whole passage is about dealing with an unbeliever. If she's weak, which I'm getting ready to talk about, if she's weak, you sure need to be around her. You need to keep her covered. Can't be absent. Can't be running with the homies. Frat brothers. Your homies, you can't run with them when you're married. If they're single and they doing single stuff, let them do single stuff. You have made a vow before God. Amen. Now, every now and then, if she's okay with it, you can go run with them, but it can't be a continuous thing, a perpetual thing where you always hanging out with the homies at some bar with the homies. No. You need to be present. Say present, brothers. Present. Have to be present. Another thing, number three, brothers, if you want to get a prayer through, you got to be patient. Woo-woo. Brothers, if you want to get a prayer through, you have to be patient. Amen. Look, now, that's physically, from a physical perspective, they don't move as fast as you move, brothers. I'm trying to help you get a prayer through. And we have to learn patience. We have to be patient. The Bible says, dwell with them in an understanding way. I had to learn that. I had to learn to be patient. Now, you can't be impatient and get a prayer through. Anybody ever tried? You impatient and praying? No. Here's what I want to suggest to you. Pray while you wait. Amen. I had to learn that. I just sit down and pray and wait. Put some music on. Have a Snickers. Not going anywhere for a while. But patience. And not just from the physical perspective, but even spiritually, because again, the context is talking about someone who may not be a believer. Who may be a believer, but is not acting like a believer. And sometimes we got to give each other room to grow spiritually. And that takes patience. You got to put up with some things. We talked about that last week. Learn to take it without talking, brothers. Learn to take it without talking, brothers. Just be patient. The Bible, 1 Corinthians 13:4 says, love is patient. Say patient, brothers. Patient, patient. We must be patient if we want to get our prayers through. You want to get your prayers through. Love is patient. I'm telling y'all, these malls got it going on. And they got benches, brother. Just sit down and chill and pray. You can pray for several things. I can give you a whole prayer list while you're waiting. I can give you a prayer list while you are waiting. Just be praying, brothers. You pray for a whole lot during that time. Amen? But we must be patient. Love is patient. Number four. Brothers, we must be a protector. You want to get a prayer through? You want to get a prayer through? Must be a protector. The Bible says, live with them as with a weaker vessel, since she is a woman. Since she is a woman. Now, generally speaking, women aren't as physically strong as men. Generally speaking. Right? Therefore, the burden lays on the man to be the protector. You bind the man, you bind the strong man, you get the house. And so we as men are to be protectors. Brothers, the Bible says in Ephesians 5, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her. Amen. Amen. We are to lay down our lives. We're to lay down our lives as Christ loved the church. He gave himself up for the church to deliver us from hell. That's what that song was all about. That's what that song was all. That's real love, to lay down your life. No greater love than a man will lay down his life for his friend. But husbands, we ought to lay down our lives for our wives. When you are walking down the street, if y'all walking in the neighborhood, just walking, you need to walk on the side closer to the traffic. Don't put her on that side. Amen. When you cross in the street, you get in the side where the oncoming traffic. So if anybody gonna get hit, it's us. Amen. Thank you, sister. Move out of the way and take it. Bullet coming, jump in front. If you want to get a prayer through, I need to keep putting that out in front of us, because that's what it's about. This is something you must do in order to get your prayer through. You know, I'm reminded of the movie Titanic. Jack and Rose. She had a coward that she was messing with at one time, but Jack was a real man. Jack was a real man. As the boat went down and they were in the water, Jack put her on that floating device, whatever that was. He put her on that, and he stayed in that water, that ice cold water. And Jack made sure that Rose made it to safety. Jack gave up his life so that Rose would have life. And brothers, if you want to get a prayer through, you got to be like Jack. You got to be willing to let it all go so that Rose can live on. If you want to get a prayer through. This is a must, because this is what Jesus Christ did. And I said it over and over and over and over again. Especially young man, I want you to hear me. If you are not willing to lay down your life for her, don't marry her. If you are not willing to stay on the cross and take those nails and just hang there when it gets tough, if you're not willing to do that, don't marry her. Are y'all with me? We as men must be protectors if we want to get a prayer through. Are y'all with me? Number five. Well, let me, before I move along, before I go there. It says, as with a weaker vessel. I need to come deal with that. Not only are we to take the bullet and be like Jack and die so that she can live, but husband, it says weaker vessels. In other words, the weaker vessel is something that is fragile. Very, very, very fragile. In other words, if you are not treating her like fine china, you won't get a prayer through. That you've got to handle her. We have to handle them, brothers, husbands, like fine china. You don't handle fine china any kind of way. You don't just pick it up, being rough with it. No. It's fragile, and you recognize that. And they are fragile, is what the Bible is trying to get us to understand, brother, so that when we pray, God hears our prayers. We've got to handle them like fine china. Can't be harsh, hard towards your wives if you want to get a prayer through. Colossians 3:19 says, husbands, love your wives and never, never treat them harshly. Never treat them harshly, cussing them out, going off, shoving, pushing off. No. And then going to go get on your knees and talk to God. That prayer is not leaving the ceiling. He's not hearing it. He's not hearing it. But we've got to learn to treat them like fine china. Number five. Brothers, if you want to get a prayer through, we must be providers. Say providers. It says, as the weaker vessel. Women are not responsible for carrying the financial burdens in the household. Are y'all with me? They're not made for that. Is what the scripture is teaching. Now, again, let me really take my time and break this down. So, if it comes down to it, the husband is the one who's to carry that burden. We're the ones to provide. That's God's order. But we live in a different time. Sisters like stuff. Additional stuff. In the past, last week, you know, braiding of hair, fine jewelry and clothing. Oh, they like that extra stuff. They like the house to look a certain way. Amen. They like the house to be a certain way. Therefore, sometimes it takes two incomes. Amen. That's real. Sometimes it takes two incomes if we want to live like that. Amen? Now. Sometimes if the spouse is at that point, she's like, well, you know what? I just want you to take over everything. There may have to be some adjustments. Come on. Amen, sisters. There may have to be some adjusting, right? But the burden always falls on the man. Listen, sisters, single sisters. If that joker don't have nothing, don't let him move in with you. No. He's not working. If he's catching the 550, no, I'm just kidding. He may have just had a bad turn. That's all right. But if he's not working, if he's staying with mama, that's a deal breaker. Push pause. Let him work on some things. Amen. Because I'm telling y'all right now, we live in an age where young men are just shacking up with young ladies. And the young lady is going to work. I know what I'm talking about. I've experienced this thing. Young ladies are going to work. He's taking the kids, dropping them off at the child care. and going and playing. And then when she gets off, here he comes back home and then want her to cook something. Now, if that ain't twisted, I don't know what twisted is. As the man, we're to be the providers. We're to be the providers. Let me show y'all what the scripture says, brothers. We're talking about getting the prayer through. You can't sit at home all day while she's working and expect God to answer your prayer. He's not answering your prayer. Look what the scripture says. 1 Timothy 5:8 says, but if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Worse than an unbeliever. I can't get no job. Stop that. You can get a job. You can get a job. Amen. Nobody wants to hire me. You can get a job. If you need a job, see me after church. Amen. If you need to see me after church, you can get a job. But the man is to be the provider, both spiritually and physically. Paul teaches us in Ephesians 5 that husbands, we're to watch them with the word of God. We're to protect them, we're to cover them, but we're also to provide a spiritual covering for our wives if we want our prayers answered. Finally, number six, must be a partner. If you want your prayers answered, have to be a partner. Say partner. Partner. Look what the Bible says. It goes on to say, as with the weaker vessel, since she is a woman, here it is, and grant her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Grant her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life. Now, again, he's not speaking of someone who is saved with you, because remember, the context is dealing with unbelievers. But what he's speaking of is the context of marriage. Marriage is a precious privilege that God has given us. That's grace. That's favor from God when he puts two people together in a marriage. That's favor. You have God's favor when you have a wife, brothers, and you have God's favor, sisters, when you have a husband. And so he's saying in the grace of life, we're to be partners. He says, heirs, honor her as an heir. And we're to recognize them as partners in this thing called marriage. You know, sisters, I know many times sisters say, well, you know, I got my BFF, my best friend for life, right? Well, guess who the BFF really needs to be? Your husband. Brothers, guess who your BFF needs to be? Your wife. That should be your best friend. Should be best friends. Your ride or die. My ride or die. It's my ride or die. It's my ride or die. And honor them as partners. Was mine is yours. Was yours is mine. If you want your prayers answered. You can't have your secret stash and get a prayer answered. Brothers? No. Can't have a secret stash. She need to know what's happening. You know what the Bible says in the beginning? They were naked and unashamed. There was nothing to hide. It was all out in the open. Can't have a secret stash, brothers, if you want to get a prayer through. No, God's not hearing that. God's not hearing that. My right and I, listen. Children. Before there are children, before there were children, is us. After the children are grown and gone, guess who it's going to be? Us. Amen. Now we're to raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord. But we also have to teach them that this right here, you can't get in this. Are y'all with me? It happens so many times when one of the spouses or both spouses allow that child or those children to get in between. The children get grown and gone, and then they look at each other. They don't even know who each other is. Because they put so much emphasis on the kid and lost what they had. That's huge. But we're partners in this thing. We together in this thing. Always and forever. Always and forever. Heat wave, always and forever. On this side. Amen. Parents, relatives, can't come between this. Hear me. Relatives, parents, they can't come between this. Many, many marriages are in shambles because they've allowed family to get in between what God has brought together. What God has brought together. Genesis 2, 23, 24 says, Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Partners. Partners. Ecclesiastes 9:9. It says, enjoy life with the woman whom you love all the days of your fleeting life, which he has given you under the sun. For this is your reward in life and in your toil in which you have labored under the sun. Brothers, if we want to get our prayers answered, if you want to get a prayer through, you got to recognize her as your partner. Got to be one. Got to be one. Have to be. We have to be one. Have to be one if we want to get our prayers through. Want to get our prayers through. Amen? Brothers, we've got a breakfast. We have a breakfast this Saturday. Breakfast this Saturday at 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock. It's my heart desire that all who can make it, that you come out. You know why? As I shared last week, marriage, God's intention for marriage was to really paint a picture of Jesus Christ and his church. The bridegroom, the church being the bride of Christ. And With everything in me, I know that if the brothers, if we as men of God, line up and do things according to God's word and do what we're supposed to do according to God's word as men, as husbands, we can send a message to this world who Jesus really is. Because we're to represent him. All of this is still about representing Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church. And brothers, we've got our work to do. And again, the text assumes that we are praying over our wives. But if God isn't hearing our prayers, we need to get back and fall in line so that he can hear our prayers. So that we get a prayer through. Things that we must do in order to get our prayers through. Amen.